White W.C. White Mary. To Rome, New York, August 15, 1876. On the cars from Rochester to Rome, New York. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we left Ohio camp meeting Monday evening, rode all night, changed cars at 7 in Rochester. It is 8 o'clock now. Mary, Clough, sent you yesterday report of meetings in Ohio. The first day we arrived at the ground, we found a tent all fitted up for us with food. Floor carpeted, sofa, chairs, washstand, and table. But lo, we had scarcely entered our tent when it commenced to rain until the water fell in torrents. Our tent was pitched in a hollow near the stand. The most of the tents were on a high ridge. The rain came from the hills like a waterfall, and in a few moments we were surrounded with 1 foot of water. The water poured under the floor of the tent and over it. The carpet was soaking wet. Our feet were wet. After it ceased to rain, we were taken in a carriage to Brother Davis's to spend the night. It showered occasionally Friday, but our tent was removed to high land and again prepared for us. But I began to be sick, suffered much pain, and Friday night was obliged to leave camp for Brother Davis's and take treatment. I was sick Thursday night before, but was able to speak Friday. Was sick all Friday night. Yet went on the ground Sabbath morning, and in the afternoon spoke to the people with great freedom. I felt the power of God upon me in an unusual degree. As I ceased speaking, I entreated sinners and backsliders to turn to the Lord. I invited them forward. Between 30 and 40 responded. We had a solemn season of prayer for these who had invited our prayers by coming forward. Sunday morning found me quite sick with cold. Your father spoke in the forenoon. It was with difficulty from hoarseness that I spoke 1 hour in the afternoon to a large and interested audience upon the subject of Christ riding into Jerusalem. Monday morning I spoke to the people about 30 minutes. I felt deeply upon the subject of our brethren using health reform unwisely, some carrying it to extremes, while others are going back from the light and advancement they have once made. Any extreme views taken by our people upon the health question will result in reaction, and backsliding will be the consequence. It has been a fact in our experience that we have had the best health the more closely we adhered to the principles of health reform in diet and dress. We have marked this in the experience of others. We have seen the beneficial results of a plain, thoroughly hygienic diet when fevers and acute diseases were prevalent. The strict health reformers have seldom succumbed to disease, while those who were careless in their diet and did not adopt health reform but indulged appetite were long afflicted with disease, and many have never recovered. Our people are a backslidden people upon health reform. It is sad to see that many, instead of standing like a rock, firm to principle, controlling the appetite, and following the example of Christ in self-denial, so that their influence may help others in this right direction, are encouraging the indulgence of appetite, and their influence is in an opposite direction than that of Jesus Christ. I greatly desire to see our people coming up upon all points of our faith, encouraging by precept and example denial of appetite rather than indulgence. We are too near the close of time to become careless of the precious light which heaven has sent us. But history of the children of Israel is being repeated by our people in the gratification of the appetites. Your father spoke in the forenoon. He gave an ordination sermon. Brother Cottrell was ordained. In the afternoon, he spoke on remainder missing.